რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია თბილისის დროით გრძელდება რადიო თავისუფლების გადაცემა პრაღაში სტუდიაში მიკროფონთან კობა ალიკლიკაძე ვარ. მოისმენთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. საქართველოს ყოფილი პრეზიდენტი ედუარდ შევარდნაძე გრაინცის რეზიდენციის ეზოში მეუღლის გვერდით სამხედრო პატივით დაკრძალეს. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი უკანასკნელ გზაზე საქართველოს მთავრობისა და პარლამენტის წევრებმა, საერთაშორისო დელეგაციებისა და დიპლომატიური კორპუსის წარმომადგენლებმა გააცილეს. გამოთხოვება კი გაიმართა სამების საკათედრო ტაძარში, რის შემდეგაც უკვე გრაინცის სამთავრობო რეზიდენციაში სამხედრო ზალპითაა და ჰიმნით შესრულებით შევარდნაძე მიაბარეს მიწას. საპატიო სტუმრებს შორის იყვნენ შეერთებული შტატების ყოფილი სახელმწიფო მდივანი ჯეიმს ბეიკერი, გერმანიის ყოფილი საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრი და ვიცე-კანცლერი ჰანს დიტრიხ გენშერი და მისი მეუღლე ბარბარა გენშერი, თურქეთის შრომისა და სოციალური დაცვის მინისტრი ფარუკ ჩელიქი, აზერბაიჯანის პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარე ოქტაი ასადოვი და სხვა სტუმრები. ედუარდ შევარდნაძე 86 წლის ასაკში 7 ივლისს გარდაიცვალა. საქართველოს ცენტრალურმა საარჩევნო კომისიამ არჩევნების მეორე ტურზე თვითმართველი ქალაქების მერობის კანდიდატების ხმების დათვლა დაასრულა. კომისიის წინასწარი მონაცემებით თბილისში ლიდერობს დავით ნარმანია, მან ხმების 72.57% მიიღო და დაიკავებს ქალაქ თბილისის მერის პოსტს. ნიკანორ მელიამ, ნაციონალური მოძრაობის წარმომადგენელმა, კი 27.53% მიიღო. ამასთან ყველა თვითმართველ ქალაქში ქართული ოსნების მერობის კანდიდატები ლიდერობენ. საქართველოს ცენტრალური კომისიის თავმჯდომარის თამარ შვანიას განცხადებით კი არჩევნების დროს დარღვევები უმნიშვნელო იყო.
არის რამდენიმე საჩივარი არასამთავრობო ორგანიზაციების მხრიდან შემოტანილი, რომლებიც ძირითადად ტექნიკური და პროცედურული ხასიათის დარღვევებზე ფიქსირდება. ჩვენ ვარაუდობთ, რომ დაახლოებით ორი კვირის ვადაში ყველაფერი იქნება დასრულებული, შესაძლებელია ადრეც და შევძლით საბოლოო შედეგების გამოცხადებას ოფიციალურად.
დღეს გვიან ღამით ჩეხეთის რესპუბლიკიდან საქართველოში გაემგზავრება ქართველი რეჟისორი გიორგი ოვაშვილი, რომლის მხატვრულმა ფილმმა „ციმინდის კუნძულმა“ 12 ივლისს კარლოვი ვარი საერთაშორისო კინოფესტივალის გრან-პრი ბროლის გლობუსი მოიპოვა. ეს არის პირველი შემთხვევა, როდესაც ქართული ფილმი კარლოვი ვარის ფესტივალის გამარჯვებული გახდა. ცნობები საზღვარგარეთიდან შეერთებული შტატები და ირანი აცხადებენ, რომ მათ შორის მნიშვნელოვანი უთანხმოება არსებობს ვენაში დაგეგმილი შეხვედრის წინ, რომელიც 13 ივლისს იწყება. 20 ივლისს კი იწურება ვადა, როდესაც საბოლოოდ უნდა დასრულდეს შეთანხმების ტექსტი, რომლის მიზანიცაა ირანმა შეაჩეროს ბირთვული იარაღის შექმნისათვის საჭირო ურანის გამდიდრება. თეირანი ამ პრალდებას უარყოფს. შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივნის ჯონ კერის თანახმად, ორდღიანი მოლაპარაკებების შედეგად ავღანეთის პრეზიდენტობის ორ ძირითად კანდიდატთან მიღწეულია შეთანხმება, რომელიც საარჩევნო ბიულეტენების საერთაშორისო მონიტორინგს ითვალისწინებს. ჯონ კერის თქმით, საერთაშორისო აუდიტს დაექვემდებარება 8 მილიონი ბიულეტენი, რომლებიც ავღანეთის ცენტრალურმა საარჩევნო კომისიამ დაითვალა. ხმების ხელახალი გადათვლა ქაბულში 13 ივლისს უნდა დაიწყოს, რეგიონებიდან კი საარჩევნო ყუთებს სამხედროების თანხლებით გადაიტანენ. შეერთებული შტატების ვიცე-პრეზიდენტმა ჯო ბაიდენმა უკრაინის ხელისუფლებას მიუსამძიმლა 4 ჯარისკაცის დაღუპვის გამო. 12 ივლისს სუმცირო 4 უკრაინელი ჯარისკაცი დაიღუპა პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტული დაჯგუფების მხრიდან დონეცკის რაიონის სოფელ მარიანკის მახლობლად განხორციელებული საარტილერიო იერიშის შედეგად. ეს მოხდა რამდენიმე საათის შემდეგ, როდესაც უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა პედრო პოროშენკომ პირობა დადო, რომ შურს იძიებდა იმ 19 ჯარისკაცის დაღუპვაზე, რომლებიც სეპარატისტული ძალების მიერ რეაქტიული საარტილერიო დანადგარებიდან განხორციელებული დაბომბვის შემდეგ დაიხოცნენ. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმერ პუტინმა, რომელიც განაგრძობს ტურნეს ლათინურ ამერიკაში, 12 ივლისს არგენტინის პრეზიდენტ კრისტინა ფერნანდესთან ერთად ენერგეტიკის სფეროში თანამშრომლობის შეთანხმებას მოაწერა ხელი. დოკუმენტის თანახმად, რუსეთის ატომური ენერგეტიკის სააგენტო „როსატომი“ არგენტინაში ატომური ელექტროსადგურის ორ ენერგობლოკის მშენებლობაში მიიღებს მონაწილეობას. არგენტინიდან კი ვლადიმერ პუტინი ჩაო ბრაზილიაში, სადაც 13 ივლისს ფეხბურთში მსოფლიო ჩემპიონატის ფინალურ მატჩს დაესწრება. 15-16 ივლისს ბრიქსის სახელისნობილ განვითარებადი ეკონომიკის მქონე ქვეყნების ჯგუფის შეხვედრაში მიიღებს მონაწილეობა. დაახლოებით 30 კაცი, უმეტესწილად ქალები, გახდნენ იმ შეარაღებული თავდასხმის მსხვერპლი, რაც ბაღდადის ერთ-ერთ საცხოვრებელ კვარტალში მოხდა. პოლიციის თანახმად, შეარაღებული პირები აღმოსავლეთ ბაღდადის ერთ-ერთ დასახლებაში შეიჭრნენ და 29 ქალი დახოცეს.
In Indonesia, we say variasi terbaik dunia. VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Will you tape it?
Hey, this is Rob Reinhart and Acoustic Cafe. It's another 2 hours of great acoustic new music. This time, Jack White, also Nickel Creek's Sean Watkins, Loudon's Birthday Gift to Rufus, Trampled by Turtles, and our in-studio guest this week, Matt Anderson.
I wouldn't feel comfortable telling people I'm a blues guy either if that's where they're showing up expecting to hear, you know, a 9-1-4-5, you know, and hear some of those classic stuff. I just don't know that stuff, so I want to make sure people don't get the wrong impression, I guess, as well.
From Canada's East Coast, New Brunswick's Matt Anderson has been tagged as a blues man for years. And that's not entirely incorrect. Matt has a huge voice and can wail a guitar solo. But in truth, Matt's a songwriter, and on his new album, Weightless, he's joined by fellow Canadian pop, roots, and rock writers like Blackie and the Rodeo King's Tom Wilson and rocker Joel Plaskett. Weightless was produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos and marks his first global release. We will hear Matt play some solo versions of songs from Weightless when he joins us as our in-studio guest in just a bit. First up, though, the unmistakable voice of Chrissie Hynde from The Pretenders. For the first time in her 35-year career, she has a solo album. We're going to get to one of those songs in just a moment. But first, from an acoustic record called The Isle of View, here's The Pretenders with The Kinks' I Go to Sleep on Acoustic Cafe.
When I look up from my pillow, I dream you are there with me. Though you are far away, I know you'll always be near. To me, I go to sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I go to sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I look around me and feel you are ever so close. To me, each tear that flows from my eye brings back memories of you. To me, I go to sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I go to sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I was wrong.
Final throws. Bring me month ago. It's called Stockholm, and it is the first solo album in a 35-year career for Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. She did Stockholm with Bjorn from Peter Bjorn and John. We just heard the song called Tourniquet on Acoustic Cafe. And before that, well, it's not a Pretenders song, but we heard The Pretenders doing an acoustic version of the song I Go to Sleep, which actually was a Kinks song. And their album, their acoustic record back in the 90s called The Isle of View, contained that version of I Go to Sleep. There will be a new album from Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent towards the end of the summer. They go by the name Shovels and Rope. This will be a follow-up to their album back in 2011 called Oh, Be Joyful. As I say, it comes out August 26th, but the first song is floating around called The Devil Is All Around on Acoustic Cafe.
When the devil is all around, got you crawling on the ground, on your hands and your knees, with an apple in your mouth, you will know how far you'll go to make your peace with God. I got a
God. comes on when you wander through my door. And your friends won't see you to the end, I'm sure, but you love them anyhow. But come on, they're guilty as sin, my dear. I'm becoming a ghost, becoming a ghost, so nobody can know me. I'm becoming a ghost, becoming a ghost, so nobody can know. My bones break through, but they hurt less as time goes on. And alone, I build my own home to be sure that nobody can touch me now.
City of Nashville this week on Acoustic Cafe. Jack White has a follow-up to his Blunderbuss album a couple of years ago. It's called Lazaretto. We just heard the song called Alone in My Home. Of course, Jack White making his home in Nashville for a good number of years now. That's also where he is based with his Third Man recording studios. And then before that, more music from Music City from the acclaimed duo that goes by the name Shovels and Rope, Carrie Ann Hurst, Michael Trent. The new album will be called Swimming Time, which will be out on August 26th. And the first song from that is called The Devil Is All Around. New stuff from Shovels and Rope. A few weeks ago, we were so thrilled to have Lettucey as our in-studio guest, joined by Robert Glasper Experiment. He brought his trio to play acoustically, and Lettucey did some singing. Here they are, backing her up on a song from 2007. This is Lettucey's All Right, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
But it's alright. Living day by day, I feel so used, and that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. And it's alright, it's alright, alright. Any thoughts are running through my head, it's alright. Wishing to be somewhere else. us, but hearing it's alright. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile and your embrace. And I'm alright, I'm alright. Yeah, life can bring us through many changes. It's alright. Just don't give up, know that it's gonna be alright. People come and they go, that's just the way that it goes. It's alright. Sometimes the rain, it makes me sad, but it's alright. Some things in the world, they make me mad, but it's alright. In the morning when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one. It's alright, yeah. I wish I had some money to pay my bills, yeah. I can't even buy a dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving him is everything. And I'm alright, yeah. Life can bring you through many changes.
Instrumental work of Robert Glasper Experiment, backing up the even more amazing vocalist Ledisi on her song called All Right, that was recorded this spring here at Acoustic Cafe. And ahead, it's a newly released unplugged track from REM and our in-studio guest, Matt Anderson.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
I have got to find.
When you consider how quickly music is here today and then completely forgotten, well, before the end of the day, actually, it's somewhat stunning to consider how things were 20 years ago. R.E.M.'s eighth album, Automatic for the People, came out on October 5th, 1992, and for one solid year, it kept spinning off chart-topping hits. Drive was followed by Man on the Moon, followed by The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, and on, until the final single was released, the album's sixth single, more than a year later, at the end of October 93. You're hearing that song now, called Find the River. About a decade after that, R.E.M. would still include it in their MTV Unplugged appearance. Both their 1991 and 2001 appearances on that show have recently been released as a double CD. Here's that 01 version of Find the River on Acoustic Cafe.
Speedy head, the read on the speed meter says you have to go to task in the city. The people drown and people surf, but don't be shy, you just deserve a zombie just like years to go. Me, my thoughts are flowers strewn, the ocean storm they bury. Watch the road and memorize this life that passed before my eyes. And nothing is going my way. The ocean is the river's goal. The need to leave the water knows. We're closer now than light years to go. I have got to find the river, Bergamo and Denver. Run through my head and fall away. Leave the road and memorize this life. Take the lead, but I'll tell you, you can see we're closer now than light years to go. Pick up here, chase the ride, the river empties to the tide, fall into the ocean. The river to the ocean goes, a fortune for the undertow. None of this is going my way. There is nothing left to throw, ginger, lemon, and indigo. Coriander, stem, and rose of pain. Strength and courage overrides a privileged and weary eyes. River poet search naivete. The ride, the river, just to the tide. All of this is coming your way.
The sixth single off of Automatic for the People, unheard of today. That is an unplugged version from R.E.M. off the newly released Complete Unplugged appearance. Both the appearances they did in 1991 and 2001, that one came from 01 on Acoustic Cafe. New Brunswick's Matt Anderson has no problem being called a blues man. Fact is, most of the time since he launched his career over a decade ago has been spent on the blues club and festival circuit. As you'll soon hear, he also possesses a truly remarkable voice, perfectly suited for the blues. But Matt is comfortable crafting songs of all types and working with lots of different writers. Those collaborations are on full display on Matt Anderson's new album, Weightless. On Weightless, he's joined by fellow Canadian pop roots and rock writers like Blackie and the Rodeo King's Tom Wilson, folk pop writer David Miles, and multi-genre artist Joel Plaskett. Also, Weightless was produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos and marks Matt's first global release. To tell us more and play some of the new songs, Matt Anderson joins us this week as our in-studio guest.
I find, you know, when I'm on the road, I don't get a chance to write much just because I'm, you know, I'm doing pretty close to 200 shows a year, so that keeps me busy. So for me to write, you know, I have to book time off and kind of do as much as I can in a condensed time. And I find sometimes if I do that too much, I start to borrow from myself a lot, you know, start to rip myself off a little bit. So so I wanted to write with, you know, with other people to keep myself from doing that. Also just, you know, to keep the variety in there and keep, you know, I think it makes for better songs with me too, you know, writing with other people.
A lot of people here represented as co-writers, but did you go seeking some of these people, or are these people that you know from the road or just from the community on the East Coast, or are they just friends? What?
Yeah, all friends. You know, I'm lucky to have some pretty talented friends, you know, and it's, I mean, it happens a lot in the industry. You have the conversations of, hey, we should write sometime, and it never happens.
Sure, of course.
And, these are people I've wanted to write with for a long time, and I actually put the effort into it this time to make sure it happened.
I would imagine, as you say, I mean, if you're writing by yourself, you start to rip yourself off, or repeat yourself, maybe. Did you come to this with ideas that you wanted the co-writer to help you with your idea, or was it more trying to form something brand new between the two?
It happened a lot both ways. You know, I had one tune, one of the ones I wrote with Dave Gunning, Alberta Gold. We started that song probably 6 or 7 years ago. And we had the idea and kind of chatted about it a bit, and that was it. Then, Dave gave me a shout and wanted to know if I wanted to write again soon, and it was like a week before going to the studio, he came down and he wrote two tunes, you know, for the album, which was great. So that one had been, you know, in the back of my mind for a long time, but the other tune we wrote, you know, came spur of the moment, and it was like that with a lot of the sessions. You know, we all both had ideas. If we found something we wanted to work on together, we did that, or we just started from scratch.
And if I understand it correctly, part of the idea here was to create a songwriter's record rather than a blues guitarist's record.
Yeah, I mean, I get labeled as the blues guy a lot, but right. You know, it's a huge influence for me for sure. But I've never really made a blues album. There's always been a lot of that influence on there. I definitely have some tunes that are straight ahead blues for sure. But there's always been a mix of, you know, the country I grew up on, you know, and folk stuff and classic rock in there, and a little bit of everything really. And we didn't make an effort not to write blues songs, but you know, the people I wrote with, you know, other than Susie Vinnick, really aren't blues people. You know, I did want to focus on the songs, and the producer Steve Berlin, you know, we decided to focus on the songs instead of, you know, guitar wank, you know.
Yeah.
That's not because we just want to put the songs front and just everything built around the lyrics and the words kind of thing.
Stepping outside into the night, walking for hours, looking for light. One foot on the pavement, one foot in the day. I lost my way, I lost my way. Walking down Main Street in somebody's town. I'm looking for somebody, but nobody's around. If I find someone, don't know what I'd say. I lost my way, I lost my way. I don't want directions, I don't need a map. The lights are gone out, I like it like that when the sky goes black. Come with me, baby, I'll pay what it costs. Let's go get lost. A book with no pages, a sky with no stars, a show with no stages, and a cell with no bars. My guitar's in my hand, I've got nothing to play. I lost my way, I lost my way. I lost my way.
don't want directions. I don't need a map. The lights have gone out. I like it like that when the sky goes black. Come with me, baby. I'll pay you what it costs. Let's go get lost. Now, there was a time when we were running together, we were fighting the good fight, thinking things were getting better. Now I don't know where I am, but I know what you say. I lost my way, I lost my way.
Song I Lost My Way, the original from the new album called Weightless. Our in-studio guest this week on the show is Matt Anderson.
Because you're now a dozen years down the road here, so right. I mean, do you think the blues label has hurt you in some way?
I don't think it's hurt.
Or restricted you.
Yeah, at first it did, but I've realized, you know, after, you know, I kind of weed out the people who just want to hear blues. Not weed them out. You know, there's some people who just, you know, don't dig the other stuff, which is fine. So I always say I'm trying to find, you know, music fans, not blues fans, you know. Because there's a lot of people, I myself have a lot of blues in my collection, but it's far from the only thing in my collection.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people like that. I don't really think it's hurt, but it's kind of a... And I don't want to be known as a blues guy because I feel there's lots of other stuff out there. And I wouldn't feel comfortable telling people I'm a blues guy either if that's where they're showing up expecting to hear, you know, a Night of 145, you know, and hear some of those classic stuff. I just don't know that stuff. So I want to make sure people don't get the wrong impression, I guess, as well.
Talking about some of your collaborators again, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings have been on this program twice already year. And it's only June. I mean, once here in the studio, once we wrote a song, we had them come to a place in Austin at South by Southwest, and they wrote a brand new song. Thanks. Tom Wilson from that band co-wrote one of the songs with you. Colin Linden from that band produced your last record.
Yeah.
But this time, as you said, Steve Berlin from Los Lobos produced. And as a producer, this guy brings some of the most inventive ears to a project.
What I love about working with Steve is he doesn't really have a stamp.
Right.
You know,
right.
You work with some guys and they you sound like a special guest on their album. And yeah. I wanted to avoid that. And working with Steve was great. You know, I knew his name, but hadn't really familiarized myself with his work. And my manager sent me a list of a lot of the stuff he worked on. I realized, you know, I had probably, you know, a dozen albums, you know, that
right.
Steve produced.
Right.
And I love that, you know, he just makes a great sounding album every time. And he treats every project with its own kind of, you know, own treatment. And every song, even within an album, you know, he approaches differently, which is really great.
At what point in this project did he get involved, and how did he approach the project, and how did you approach him about the project?
My manager set it up. He'd worked with Steve before in a couple different acts, and I went to Steve's place probably a couple months before going to the studio, and just sat around his house. We just, you know, I played in the tunes that I had. We kind of ran ideas and that kind of stuff. He did ask, you know, that I sent everything to him in its rawest form. So just me and my guitar. So there was no influencing on it. And we just went in the studio. We did everything pretty raw, really. Like a lot of the tunes he hadn't had a chance to really work at. So we just played them for the band on the acoustic. Everybody kind of brought their own ideas in. We just ran it off the floor and hit record when we felt good about it.
From the magazines of girls from the catwalks and the silver screen. She wishes that she could look like them. Everybody turning when they walk in. It's so easy, it's so across cross the road. The cars that they're driving and the house they own. He wishes that he could live like them. They never have to worry about the money they spend. It's so easy, it's so easy, it's so easy to want what we don't have.
From the album Weightless, co-written by David Miles and our in-studio guest this week, Matt Anderson. We'll have more from Matt in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. And you can find us online, should you choose, at A Cafe Radio if you use the Twitter. And you can get to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook all through our regular website, which you'll find at acafe.com. There, you can also check out our archives. You can also join our weekly e-newsletter mailing list. That's very simple to do. Or you can email me directly, rob@acafe.com. Any way you want to get in touch, very easy to do. And you'll find all the information at our regular site, acafe.com. Coming up, it's new Jason Mraz plus Nickel Creek's Sean Watkins with brand new solo stuff.
Our mission statement:
play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Next week, we'll mark the release of the fifth album from Jason Mraz, the Southern California-based, San Diego-based singer-songwriter. We'll have his fifth release since making his debut back in 2001. The album is called Yes! Exclamation point. Let's listen to the first song called Love Someone, new Jason Mraz on Acoustic Cafe.
Love is a funny thing. Whenever I give it, it comes back to me. And it's wonderful to be giving with my whole heart as my heart receives your love. Oh, ain't it nice tonight we've got each other? And I am right beside you, more than just a partner or a lover. I'm your friend. When you love someone, your heartbeat beats so loud. When you love someone, your feet can't feel the ground. Ooh, shiny stars all seem to congregate around. When you love someone, it comes
just a partner or a lover. I'm your friend when you love someone. Your heart beat, beat so loud when you love someone. Your feet can't feel the ground. Shining stars all seem to hold the gate around. Gonna give ourselves to love tonight, lifting up to touch the starlight, and we will savor every second we suspend together. You and I will, you and I will, you and I will.
albums of the last several years. That is Tristan Prettyman with a song called Quit You. It was originally on the album Cedar and Gold. She performed that version live here at Acoustic Cafe a couple of years ago. And who did she have that big breakup with? Well, she had it with the guy we heard right before that, Jason Mraz, who will have a new album next week. It is called Yes! Exclamation point. We heard the song called Love Someone, new from Jason Mraz. Also coming next week, another Southern Californian, Sean Watkins, will release a new album called All I Do Is Lie. And that comes hot on the heels of the new Nickel Creek album, their first in about a decade, which came out in spring. From All I Do Is Lie, let's listen to this song called What Wanting Means on Acoustic Cafe.
It's not my style to be so bold. I've never been known to say such things. But I've never had an ache like this take hold. You taught me what wanting means. Yeah, you taught me what wanting means. Maybe I'm just another guy at your side, performing the same old tired routines. But I can't stop trying, and I cannot keep quiet. 'Cause you taught me what wanting means. Yeah, you taught me what wanting means. You must have shown, I'm sure you could tell. Sure you know, 'cause it's hard to quell how when I'm with you, baby, I'm in heaven and hell. Try, 'cause I'm tired of waking up from this dream. I thought I'd known desire, and I thought I'd seen the light, till you taught me what wanting means. Till you taught me what wanting means. Yeah, you taught me what wanting. I am damaged and I don't want you to know. And under bandages are wounds I'll never show. I dress them well before you come around. They're wrapped up till you go. 'Cause I am damaged and I don't want you to know. There are many pictures hung up on my wall. I have let you think that you have seen them all. But I take some down before you come around. It's propaganda, yeah, I know. That I am damaged and I don't want you to know. Find some rotting boards. So I paint the outside with only major chords. And I won't lie, but I'll hide things in the basement down below. I am damaged and I don't want you to know.
Sean Watkins live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe doing a song called Damaged several years ago. Let me give you the confusing history of that song. When he performed that live in our studios, he did it with a band called WPA, a band that featured Glenn Phillips from Toe the Wet Sprocket, and also a ton of very talented Southern California musicians like Ben Montench and Greg Lees, many others. Anyway, he did that with WPA in our studios, but he didn't release it as a WPA song. He released it as a Fiction Family song, which is another side project that Sean's involved in with singer-songwriter John Foreman. And, of course, Sean remains a member of Nickel Creek. They are on tour now for a new album called The Dotted Line. And just this week, or next week, actually, Sean Watkins will release another solo album on his own called All I Do Is Lie. And before the song called Damage, we heard the song called What Wanting Means, which is from that brand new Sean Watkins solo release. Y'all up to speed on him? Good. All right, next hour on Acoustic Cafe, Ray LaMontagne from Supernova and 2006. Loudon's Present to Rufus, Trampled by Turtles and First Aid Kit, and more with our in-studio guest from New Brunswick, Matt Anderson.